This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The first batch of results from Monday's Iowa Democratic caucuses have come in after about 21 hours of delay, 21 hours past the caucuses themselves, with 62% of the districts reporting. Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor from Indiana, took 26.9% of the vote. He was followed by Bernie Sanders, with 25%. Elizabeth Warren with 18.3% and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15.6%. Iowa State Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price recently made a public apology for the delay.
The reporting of the results and circumstances surrounding the 2020 Iowa Democratic Party caucuses were unacceptable. As chair of the party, I apologize deeply.
Price made that apology about an hour ago. He said the party plans to get to the bottom of the situation.
A thorough, transparent, and independent examination of what occurred yesterday will follow.
Next stop for the candidates is the New England state of New Hampshire. On the eve of his expected Senate acquittal on impeachment charges, President Trump has focused tonight on reintroducing himself as a leader who's made things better for American voters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he often does, the president will highlight the economy. Experts wonder what other issues will be a focus, or if they'll even get a mention, like Ukraine and the coronavirus. Will he announce an Afghanistan troop withdrawal? He's likely to mention GOP unity, especially after the Iowa caucuses debacle for Democrats. And then there's the woman sitting behind him. The president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi haven't even spoken since a tense meeting here in October. Will the president even mention impeachment? Bill Clinton did not say the word during his State of the Union in 1999.